好，我们今天的题目是智慧和启示的灵。
And today our topic is the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
啊，我们的经文是以弗所书的一章十五到二十三节。
And our scripture is from Ephesians chapter 1:15-23.
上周我们在这里的弟兄姐妹，陈牧师带领大家，我们一起看了以弗所书的第二章一到十节。
And last week we're here, we were in Ephesians chapter 2 with Pastor Ben from 1 through 10.
我们今天再回过头来看一章的十五到二十三节。
And today we come back and look at 1:15-23.
我邀请大家起立，我们用起音的方式，我们一起来读一下这段经文。
And let's rise as we read responsively this section of scripture.
因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
I do not cease to give thanks for you.Remembering you, prayers.
求我们主耶稣基督的上帝，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给你们，使你们真知道他。
Having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
That he worked in Christ.When he raised him up from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places.
远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的都超过了。
And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，我们把你的话语仰望交托在你的手中。
Oh Lord, we give thanks and praise to you and commit this section of scripture into your hands.
愿你来祝福你的话语。
May you bless your words.
也愿你在我们当中居首位掌王权，让我们看到你的荣耀。
And may you be high and exalted and reign among us that we may see your glory.
我们这样的祷告祈求，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
这段经文。从十五节到二十三节，这段经文的主要的啊主啊主要的主要的，大家知道这些主要的是哪一段吗？是哪一句吗
？Now, do you know which is the
main? 中心是哪一句吗
？What is the main focus of this section of scripture from 1:15-23?
这段经文的中心是在第十六节。
And the main focus is actually on verse 16.
十六节就是提到，就是问我为你们不住的感谢上帝。
And I do not cease to give thanks to you.
在祷告的时候也常提到你们。
And I remember you in my prayers.
其实在这十六节里面，这个动词是不住的。
And the verb here is do not cease.
那不住呢，后面给了两个给了两个动名词。
And then he has the infinitive after not ceasing.
那第一个是感谢上帝。
And the first is give thanks to God.
第二个是在祷告当中纪念你们。
And the second is remembering them in prayers.
所以我们在这里看到保罗对这以弗所的弟兄姐妹，对我们知道以弗所这一代的弟兄姐妹对他们的挂念和对他们的关心。
And so we see Paul's concern towards his brothers and sisters in Ephesus.
所以他为他们感谢上帝。
He gives thanks to God for them.
他也为他们在祷告当中不断的纪念他们。
But he also remembers them in his prayers.
所以在这当中，我们看到保罗一个为父为母的牧者的心肠。
Here he has a pastoral heart even as the parents towards children.
那保罗为什么为他们感谢上帝呢
？Why does Paul give thanks to God for them？
为什么为他们为什么呢？在祷告当中不断的纪念他们
？Why does he remember them in his prayers？
在十五节里面，保罗讲到这个原因。
In verse 15, he gave the reason.
十五节里面其实有两个原因。
And in verse 15, there were two reasons.
那第一个原因是因此。
And the first reason you see for this reason.
那第二个原因是我听见你们的信心，我也看见你们的爱心。
And the second reason is because he has heard their faith and also their love.
这两个原因中间有一个并且或者我们的英文叫 and 连在一起的。
And so these two reasons is connected by a conjunctive and.
那么因此是因为什么呢
？And for this reason, what reason is Paul talking about?
这个词指的是什么呢
？Who is this? What is this reason that Paul is talking about?
这个词就指的是前面的三到十四节，就是上帝为我们所做的事情。
And the reason that Paul was talking about is from verses 3-14. All that God has accomplished for us. It is what God has accomplished on the believers of Ephesus.
那上帝在以弗所的基督徒身上做了什么事情呢
？What did God accomplish on these Ephesian Christians?
你如果看到三到十四节，你就看到上帝在创世之前拣选他。 他们。
You see in verses 3 to 14, you see that God has predestined them before the foundation of the world. 上帝赦免他们的罪。That God has forgiven their sins.
上帝要让他们得基业。
And God will give them an inheritance.
上帝并且赐下圣灵在他们的里面，成为他们得救的凭证。
And God has given them the Holy Spirit as a guarantee of their salvation.
直到主耶稣基督再来的日子，所有一切事情成全的日子。
Until the day when Jesus Christ come again and all things are fulfilled.
这是上帝在以弗所的基督徒身上所做的事情。
This is what God has accomplished in the lives of the
Ephesians. 所以保罗这个因此是因为上帝所做的事情，所以因此。
And Paul says, for this reason, because they are chosen by God, children of God. And so Paul prays for them. And Paul gives thanks for them ceaselessly. And you see that Paul has the heart of God. And so because they are chosen by God, and Paul has God's heart, so he prays for them. Paul knows that this is the intention of God to this Ephesian Christians. And it's not just the intention for the Ephesians, but also to all of us here. So the first reason is because of all that God has accomplished. It is heavenly, it's on above.
第二个原因是以弗所的基督徒他们的回应。
And the second is because of the Ephesians, their response.
我听见你们的信心，在主耶稣基督里面的信心。
And I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus.
而且并且有这个信心所产生的爱心，彼此的相爱。
And your love towards all the saints, you love one another.
所以我看到你们这样的好行为，看到你们的彼此相爱。就知道你们是上帝的工作。
And so because I see your good works and you love one another, we know that you are the works of God.
所以我就为你们不断的感谢上帝，为你们不断的祷告。
So I do not cease to give thanks for you and remembering you in
my prayers. 所以第二个原因是地上的，是在下面的。
And so the second reason is earthly in what we see here.
那这两个原因又是相互关联的。
And of course, these two reasons are connected.
正因为上帝的拣选，所以才有人的行为。
And it's because God has chosen, that's why there is the works of men.
所以保罗为这两个原因不断地为以弗所的基督徒感谢上帝，为他们祷告。
And for these two reasons, Paul did not cease to give thanks and pray for them.
那么祷告的内容是什么呢？
And what's the content of his
prayer? 保罗为他们祷告什么呢？
What does Paul pray for them to do?
保罗为他们祷告的内容是在一个动词里面。
And in one verb, Paul describes what he's praying for them.
在十七节。
In verse 17.
就是求我们的主耶稣基督的上帝荣耀的父赏赐给你们。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you.
在这个动词就赏赐。
And so the verb is give you.
求上帝赏赐给你们，赏赐给以弗所的基督徒，赏赐给他们什么呢？
And may God give them, the Ephesian Christians, what is God giving them?
赏赐有两个。
And there's two things that God gives to them.
第一个就是将智慧和启示的灵赏赐给你们。
And first is to give them the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
第二个是一个动名词形式，在第十八节，让你们心中的眼睛被照亮。
And second is an action that their eyes of their hearts may be enlightened.
所以保罗向上帝祈求，向上帝祷告的内容就是说，让上帝把这个智慧和启示的灵赐给以弗所的基督徒，让他们心中的眼睛被照亮。
And so Paul's prayers to them is that God may give them a spirit of wisdom and revelation so that their eyes of the hearts may be enlightened.
这个智慧和启示的灵后面还有一个形容词。
And so after the spirit of wisdom and revelation, there is still an adjective.
就是 the spirit of the wisdom of revelation of the knowledge of God.
And that is 就是你们智慧和启示灵赏赐给你们，使你们真知道他。
所以这个智慧和启示是关于上帝的知识。
This is the wisdom and revelation of knowing God. It is the wisdom and revelation of knowing God. This wisdom and revelation is not apart from God. What is the purpose of giving us wisdom? That we may know Him. What's the purpose of revelation? That we may come to know Him.
所以我们在这里就知道关于上帝的知识。我们知道知识有关于上帝的知识，关于上帝的创造界的知识，和关于我们自己的知识。
So it is the wisdom and knowledge of God and of ourselves.
这加尔文在基督教要义里面提到的三种知识。
And so Calvin is the institute says that there are three types of knowledge.
那这三种知识，首先就是我们必须认识上帝， 我们才能认识他的创造界，我们才能认识我们自己。
And first of all, we have to know God before we can know his created world and to know ourselves.
因为上帝是所有的创造者，对不对？
Because God,
上帝是这个创造界的创造者，上帝也是我们的创造者。
Because God is the creator of all things, including us.
所以只有认识上帝这位创造主，我们才能够真正认识我们人。
So only when we know God is creator, then can we know ourselves as a creator being.
所以只有认识这位上帝这位创造者，我们才能真正认识他所创造的这个世界。
And only when we know God as a creator, can we know God, can we know the created things in this world.
所以这个智慧和启示是关于认识上帝的智慧和启示。
So this wisdom and revelation is in the knowledge of him.
我们知道圣经里面的 knowledge 不单单的是头脑上的知识，而且是包括一种关系，一种personal 的关系，一种个人的关系在里面。
And we know that the knowledge that the Bible talks about is not just knowledge in our head, but a personal knowledge with God.
所以这种智慧和启示是认识上帝的智慧和启示，是与上帝有关系的，有那种个人关系的智慧和启示。
This wisdom and revelation is a personal knowledge of a relationship that you have with God.
所以我们在箴言书里面说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明，对不对？
And so in Proverbs we say that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowing the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
与上帝有那亲密的关系。
It is when you have that relationship with God.
所以保罗求上帝赏赐给他们，第一个就是让智慧和启示的灵赏赐给他们。
And so Paul, first of all, prays for them that they have this spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God.
第二个就是使他们心中的眼睛被照亮。
And second is to have the eyes of their hearts be enlightened.
心中的眼睛指的是什么？
What is this eyes of the hearts?
心中的眼睛是被什么照亮？
And who is going to enlighten their eyes of their hearts?
我们知道心中的眼睛是被圣灵照亮，只有圣灵才能照亮我们心中的眼睛，对不对？
And we know that only the Holy Spirit can enlighten the eyes of our hearts.
圣灵借着神的话语来照亮我们。
And the Holy Spirit through the word of God enlighten our eyes of our hearts.
这两句其实在讲一个，就是说上帝赐给他们智慧和启示的灵，使他们心中的眼睛被照亮。
And so he's talking about the same thing, that God gave them a spirit of wisdom and revelation that their eyes may be enlightened.
那个结果是什么？
Then what is the result?
目的是什么？
What is the purpose of all this?
所以从十八章的后半节到二十三章都是讲这个目的。
So from the second half of verse 18 until 23, it's talking about the purpose of this wisdom and knowledge.
就是要使你没看见。
That you may know.
那么在这里翻译成 know, 但其实在希腊文原文这个字的意思是看见，眼睛的看见。
That you may see in the Greek.
所以不仅仅是知道，而且是你们眼睛，好像你们眼睛亲自看见一样。
So it's not just knowing, but it's as though you look and see with your own eyes.
那么这看见什么呢？
What do they see?
看见有三个。
See three things.
第一个是在十八节的，看见他恩召的盼望。
And the first thing is the hope to which they have been called.
第二个也在十八节，就看见他所得基业的和荣耀。
And the second thing is the riches of their glorious inheritance.
那么第三个应该在19节，就是看见上帝在我们这些所信的人身上的大能。
And third thing is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe.
所以总结来说，保罗为他们祷告，求上帝赐给他们智慧和启示的灵，光照他们的心眼，使他们可以看到将来的盼望，使他们可以看到将来的荣耀，使他们可以看到上帝的大能。
So to conclude, in three things, Paul prayed that they have a spirit of wisdom and revelation to have their eyes enlightened so that they may see the hope which they have been called, the riches of their glory, and also the immeasurable greatness of power in them.
第一点，保罗向他们祷，为他们祷告，让他们可以看到那个恩召的盼望。
And first of all, Paul prays that they can see this glorious hope that they have.
这盼望很重要。
And this hope is very important.
盼望在我们基督徒的生活当中很重要，很重要，对不对？
Hope is a very important thing in a Christian life.
我刚信主的时候，我不觉得盼望那么重要。
When I first believed, I didn't think that hope was so important.
我在刚信主的那，在早期，你知道圣经里面我最不喜欢的是一本书是哪一卷吗？
Now, at the beginning of my Christian journey, do you know which book that I really disliked?
有没有人可以猜一下？
Can anybody guess?
啊？启示录，我听着启示录，
恭喜
你猜对了。
You're right.
我刚开始信主的时候，我最不喜欢的就是启示录。
When I first believed, the one book that I disliked is Revelation.
因为我觉得启示录讲的跟我们现在离得太远。
Because I think that Revelation is so far removed from where we are today.
讲了将来那个事情，我都看不见摸不着的，跟我们现在有什么关系？
It's so far away, I can't see or touch it. What has it got to do with me now?
然后我最喜欢的是哪一卷书吗？
And which is the book that I loved most?
可以猜猜。
You can guess.
箴言。
It's the book of Proverbs.
因为箴言教导我们在这世上该如何去生活，对不对？
Because the Proverbs teach us how to live in this life.
所以我记得我那个刚信主的时候，暑假里面回去，我就是在火车上把真言书放看了一遍又一遍，看了好多。
So I remember on the trip back in my summer when I first became a believer, I read the Proverbs over and over again on the
train. 每次看我都觉得有亮光。
And every time I read, I was illumined.
但是当然我后来信主时间越来越长的时候。你知道我现在最喜欢的一本书是哪？
But as I grow more and more in my Christian life, you know which book is my favorite now?
就是启示录。
It's Revelation.
因为我才认识到原来那个盼望对基督徒的生活是那么的重要。
I realize how important this hope is to the Christian life.
保罗说现今长存的有什么？
And Paul says what will abide from now on?
有信，有望，有爱，对不对？
Faith,
有这三样。
And there's these three that will abide eternally.
所以这三样是最重要的。
These three, the most important things.
所以信心、盼望和爱这三样对我们来说是最重要的。
Faith, hope, and love, the three important things of our Christian life.
我们的盼望是什么？
What is our hope?
就是上帝在圣经里面所应许的，我们将来所要得到的那些事情。
And that is what God has promised in the Bible, the things that we will inherit in the future.
所以我们凭着信心相信上帝要为我们预备了这些事情，我们凭着信心相信我们将来要得到这些事情。
And through faith, we believe that the Bible has prepared this for us, and we will inherit them in the future.
正是因为这样，我们才能够放弃这个世界的荣华富贵。
And only because of this, we can give up all the glories and honors of this world.
正是因为这样，我们才能看这个世界上的苦难为至暂至轻。
And because of this, we can see the suffering and affliction of this world as light and momentary.
就是因为这个盼望。
And because of this hope.
所以你看盼望重不重要？
So you see how important this hope is.
所以盼望是我们基督徒生活的一个动力。
And hope is the motivation for the Christian life.
所以信心抓住这个盼望。
And faith grasp hold onto this hope.
然后才在我们心里面产生出那个信心的果子，就是爱。
And it produces the fruit of faith that is love.
那我想我们基督徒的盼望有什么？
And what is the hope of us as Christians?
我在网上查了很多
I've searched much on the internet
但最后我都不满意所以我最后还是自己总结了一下
So I wasn't satisfied so I come to my own conclusion
我想我们大概有这些盼望但是你可以在这个 list 里面再往里面再加
And I think we have these hopes but I think you can add to the list
首先我们有这样的盼望我们可以脱离罪的辖制不再受罪的影响
First of all we are free from the enslavement of sin and we are no longer influenced by it
我们现在虽然是耶稣基督为我们胜过了罪，我们不再在罪的统治下面，但是我们还是受罪的影响。
And so, even though Christ has gained victory over us, and we are no longer under the dominion of sin, we are still under its influence.
我们盼望有一天我们可以完全从罪中得以自由，不再受罪的影响。
And we hope that one day we can be completely free from sin without its influence.
第二个盼望，我们就盼望我们可以不再有苦难，不再有眼泪，不再有哀伤。
And the second hope is that we no longer have any suffering, tears, or sorrow.
我们在这世上有很多的难处。
And in this life, there is much suffering.
因为这个世界是一个不完全的世界。
Because
不完美的世界。
This world is not a perfect place.
所以我们会有很多的难处。
So we'll have many difficulties.
但是将来有一天，我们盼望我们不再有这样的哀伤，不再有眼泪。
But we're hoping for a day that we'll no longer have any suffering or tears.
而且这盼望都是上帝在圣经里面所给我们的应许。
And these are the promises that God has given to us in the Bible.
我们也盼望在天上的耶路撒冷那个更荣美的家乡不是人手所造的而是上帝自己所建造的
And we're also hoping for a greater country the greater city not built by human hands but by God himself
亚伯拉罕因为这个盼望就离开了乌尔然后要到一个他不知道要去的是什么地方
And Abraham for the sake of this hope left his homeland Ur and go to a place where he does not know
我们也盼望基督的再来然后他要在这个全地实行公义我们盼望上帝的公义在全地得到实行
We also hope for the coming of Christ that his righteousness shall reign in all the earth
我们也盼望羔羊的婚宴我们和基督之间的亲密的关系
We also hope for the marriage supper of the Lamb and we have this intimate relationship with Christ
基督在我们里面我们在基督里面
And that we abide in Christ and he in us
我们也盼望将来的荣耀基督再来的时候我们与他一同显现在荣耀当中
We also hope for this glorious coming and this glory that we're going to be with him.
我们也盼望我们将来所得的赏赐
We also hope for the future reward that we have.
我们知道我们这一生在世上我们是用这地上的财宝来积攒天上的财宝
And we know that we are storing up treasures from in heaven through the treasures on earth.
我们将来有一天上帝会把这天上的财宝这赏赐给我们
And one day these treasures of heaven will be our reward.
所以这是我们的盼望
These are our hopes.
这些盼望就成为我们生活的动力。
And these hopes become the motivations for our life.
所以这是保罗为他们祈求的第一点，就是让他们属灵的眼睛看开，被照亮，让他们可以看见在恩召当中的盼望。
So this is the first thing that Paul prays for them, that when their eyes are enlightened, they may see the hope to which they have been called.
最后强调一点的是，就是说这是恩召的盼望。
I want to say that this is the hope to which they have been called.
恩召这个名词在这里是所有格的形式。
And this called is a 所有格 genitive.
Genitive.
Yeah.
所有格是什么意思？
What does genitive mean?
是我的 iPad.
This is my iPad.
所以这个我的这个就是所有格。
And so this mine is a possessive pronoun.
那所有格在这里有一种用法啊，就是说是它产生的意思。
So there is a genitive of produce, product.
Right, yeah, production. Yeah, produce.
Genesis of production. Genitive of production.
所以这样的恩召的盼望什么意思？这个恩召所产生的盼望。
So what is this call, this hope that has been called? It is the call that is produced by the hope.
所以这个盼望不是因为我们在这世上的行为，也不是我们怎么好，也不是我们比别人多么的优越。
This call is not that how good we are on this earth or how superior we are than the others around us.
这个盼望单单是上帝的恩召所产生的盼望。
But this hope is the hope that is produced because of what God has called us to do.
这个盼望是在上帝的恩召当中，根植于上帝的恩召当中。
And so this hope follows the call of God when God calls us.
所以这个盼望是我们没有办法失去的。
So this hope we will not lose this hope.
所以这是第一点，恩召的盼望。
This is the hope to which we have been called.
第二点就是保罗希望我们能看见我们所得的基业是何等的丰盛，何等的荣耀。
And secondly, Paul wants us to see the riches of our glorious inheritance.
那么首先这个基业是在圣徒当中所得的基业。
And this inheritance, first of all, is an inheritance in the saints.
所以这个不是我们个人所得的，而是说我们与众圣徒一起得的基业。
This is not an inheritance individually, but it's inheritance in the saints as a whole, collectively.
所以在希伯来书的十一章最后结尾的时候，是谈到旧约的信徒，谈到旧约他们的这些有大有信心的人。
So in Hebrews 11, when it talks about the heroes of faith.
然后在最后在十一章结尾的时候，在那里提到，就是说上帝让他们在那里仍然在盼望，在等候。要与我们一同得上帝为我们所垂留的，所给我们的基业。
And at the end of Hebrews 11, God caused them to still wait and hope for the thing, the inheritance that we will inherit together with us.
所以这是我们与众圣徒一同得的。
This is what we will inherit together with all the saints.
所以圣经上告诉我们说，你不可停止聚会。
And that's why the Bible says, do not stop gathering.
因为上帝在，因为在圣经里面，我们看到我们是一个团体，是一个团契。是一个教会。
Because in the Bible we see that we are a community and we are a church.
不是个人主义。
We are not individualistic.
是因为我们与众圣徒一同得这个基业。
And we are to inherit together with all the saints.
那么这个基业是什么？
And what is this inheritance?
那我在这里总结了这些，当然我们可以继续往这个历史里面讲。
Now of course you can add to this list, but I've concluded such.
首先这个基业是自由，是从最终的自由。
And inheritance, first of all, is the freedom. It's the freedom from sin.
不再受罪的影响和捆绑。
And no more influence and enslavement of
sin. 那其次，这个基业是上帝的喜悦，是我们蒙上帝所喜悦。
And this inheritance also includes the pleasure, the delight of God.
依着主耶稣基督的工作，上帝透过主耶稣基督看我们的时候，他看到的是完全，看到的是圣洁，看到的是公义。
And because of
喜悦我们
because of the work of Christ, He sees us through Christ that He sees us as righteous, as holy and perfect, and He is delighted in us.
那第三个方面是。
And thirdly is the reward of works.
第四个方面是永生。
And fourthly is eternal life.
那最后一个方面是上帝的同在，上帝要把他自己给我们。
Finally is the presence of God that He Himself will be with us.
上我们在基督里面，基督在我们里面。
And we abide in Christ, again Christ abides in us.
我们借着与基督的合一，我们与上帝合一。
And because of our union with Christ, we're united to God.
所以这是上帝为我们所预备的。
This is what God has prepared for us, this inheritance.
那么基业这个词在希腊文原文里面的意思是遗产的意思。
And inheritance in the Greek word is a will.
所以遗产是什么？就是父亲死了之后，然后把他所有的东西留给儿子。
So this testament or this will is something that after the ancestor is died and passed on to you.
所以在这里的话，他用的是这个词，告诉我们什么意思？
What does it mean here when you use this word will or testament or inheritance?
当然不是告诉我们说上帝要死，不是这样。
It's not to tell us that God is going to die.
而是告诉我们说上帝所有的都会给我们。
But it's to tell us that all that is God's will be us.
他所有的属灵的福气都会赐给我们。
And all the spiritual blessings we will inherit.
Okay, 这是保罗希望以弗所的基督徒，也是希望我们今天所有的信徒，我们的属灵眼睛打开之后能够看到的。
This is what Paul hopes for us to see when the eyes of our hearts are enlightened, to see this glorious inheritance in the saints.
那最后一点就是上帝在我们这些所信的人身上他的能力的浩大。
And finally is this immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe.
在十九节里面中文翻译成向我们这些所信的人所显现的能力。
And in verse 19 it says, to us who believe this immeasurable greatness of his power.
但其实这句话是在我们这些所信的人身上的能力。
But actually, it's the power towards us who believe. We know that God is sovereign and he created this world. He has much divine power. But here he's talking about the power that is specifically towards us who believe.
那么在我们信这些所信的人身上的能力是什么呢？
What is this power towards us who believe then?
在四福音书里面，当法利赛人和文士来为耶稣，他说：“你给我行个神迹看看。”
And in the false gospels, when the Pharisees come to Jesus, you perform a sign for us to see. What does Jesus reply?
什么？耶稣说：“这个淫乱悖逆的世代求神迹，只有一个神迹给他看。”
And Jesus says, "This adulterous and rebellious generation, you're asking for a sign, but only one sign for you."
什么神迹？
What sign is that?
就是约拿的神迹。
It's the sign of Jonah.
约拿的神迹是什么神迹？
What is this miracle of Jonah?
约拿在鱼肚子里面三天，然后好像下到阴间一样，然后最后再从被鱼从肚子里面吐出来。
And Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days, as though he went down to Hades, and then he was vomited onto dry ground.
所以约拿的神迹是死里复活的神迹。
So the sign of Jonah is the sign of resurrection.
所以耶稣告诉他们说，在这个世界，你们这个世代只有一个神迹，就是死里复活的神迹给你们看。
And in this generation, there's only one sign for you, the sign of resurrection.
耶稣没有行别的神迹吗？耶稣没有医治过人吗？耶稣没有赶鬼吗？没有使瘸腿行走，以瞎眼看见吗？
Did Jesus not perform other miracles of healing, of exorcism, or healing the blind?
但耶稣为什么说那只有一个神迹？
But why did Jesus say there's only one sign, that is the sign of resurrection?
因为这个最大的信息。
Because this is the ultimate sign.
死人复活的神迹就是我们相信主耶稣，接受主耶稣做救主的时候，我们灵里面的复活。
This miracle of resurrection is when our spirits are revived and resurrected.
我们灵里面的重生。
And in our spirit, we are reborn.
所以这是死人复活的神迹。
This is the miracles of the resurrection.
就我们生命的改变。
The transformation of our lives.
一种新的生命的原则，然后重新的植入到我们的心里面。
And these new principles of life, which is now implanted in us,
与原来旧的是完全不一样的。
Which is the complete opposite of what we have in the past.
一个完完全全新的生命的原则，一个新的世界观在我们的里面。
And this new living principle and this new worldview now is in us.
这是死人复活的神迹。
This is the miracle of the resurrection.
所以这就是上帝在我们这信的人身上所显的神迹。
This is the immeasurable miracle that God has performed towards us who believe.
是死人复活的神迹，是生命改变的神迹。
It's the miracle of resurrection and the miracle of a transformation of life.
这个神迹是通过他大能的工作所显现出来的。
This miracle is manifested through his immeasurable power.
那这个大能的工作是什么呢？
What is this power? The working of his great mind.
在原文里面你会看到从二十节到二十三节都是在修饰这个大能的工作是什么。
In verses 20 to 23, it's talking about the working of his great mind.
这个大能的工作首先是做在耶稣基督里面的，透过耶稣基督所完成的。
First of all, this great mind is done on Jesus Christ through what he has accomplished.
所以是在耶稣基督里面的大能的工作。
It is the great might that he worked in Christ.
那首先他是耶稣基督从死里复活。
When he raised him from the dead.
然后让他坐在天上坐在天父的右边。
And he seated him at the right hand of God the Father.
那右边这个词在这个圣经里面它有两个意思。
And on this right hand, this phrase right hand, there's two meanings in the Bible.
第一个说，如果我让一个人坐在右边，这个人是我所喜欢的人，是我所喜悦的人。
Now right hand may mean that this is the person whom I'm pleased with if I'm seated on the right hand.
是我所满意的人。
It's the person that I'm most satisfied with.
第二个，这个右边这个代表那个能力 power。
But secondly, it also means a place of power.
耶和华，你的右手岂是缩短，不能施行拯救吗？
And O Lord, your right hand, when it is revealed, can it not save?
所以那个右是代表那个 power 能力。
So this right hand symbolizes power.
所以当耶稣基督坐在天父的右边，第一个所代表的含义就是他是天父所喜悦的，他所满意的。
And so when Christ is seated at the right hand of God, he's the one whom God is pleased and he's powerful.
因为他以他完全的顺服完成了上帝与人所立的约，所以是天父所满意的。
Because of his absolute obedience and he's fulfilled the covenant, he is the one who delights in God.
第二个方面就是他是天父的大能。
And secondly, he is the power of God the Father.
在十字架上的那个大能，然后致死了死。
And this power that is displayed on the cross gained victory over death.
致死了罪。
And gained victory over sin.
然后他要成为万王之王，要超过一切有名的、一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、在世的。
And he will be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords above all rulers, authorities, powers, and all things.
不但是今世的，也是来世的。
Not only in this earth, but also in the age to come.
圣经里面的今世指的是从创世纪一直到耶稣基督再来。
And this age in the Bible speaks to the beginning of Genesis all the way to the end of the history.
圣经里面的来世指的是耶稣基督复活，从耶稣基督的复活开始，一直到永远。
And the age to come, we see, starts from the resurrection all the way until eternity.
所以耶稣基督作王，不但是在今世作王，在来世也是作王的。
So Jesus Christ reigns as king not only in this age but also in the age to come.
所以他超过一切执政的、掌权的，他是万王之王。
So he surpassed all governance and powers; he's the King of Kings.
然后在这是他在他在耶稣他在耶稣基督身上所做的工作。
So this is what he has accomplished in the person of Christ.
那么他在耶稣基督里面的所做的工作，不但包括在耶稣基督身上的工作，而且包括透过耶稣基督，然后在别的事情上的工作。
But his work is not just ends in Christ and himself, but also through Christ he works in other things.
所以在二十二节就提到，他将万有伏在他的脚下。
In verse 22, he says he put all things under his feet.
他使万有伏在耶稣的脚下。
And he gave all things to put under the feet of Christ.
在脚下，这个脚的话是在圣经里面是审判，有审判的意思。
And this feet symbolizes judgment in the Bible.
我们在启示录里面，我们看到在启示录里面十四章的时候，你看到。有两个收获。
And in Revelation chapter 14, you see in there are two harvests over there.
第一个是收获庄稼。
And the first is the harvest of the crops.
第二个是收获葡萄。
And the second is the harvest of the grapes.
收获葡萄了之后怎么办？
And after you have harvested the grapes, what do you do?
把葡萄丢在酒榨里面，然后是用脚踹葡萄。
And you put the grapes into the press, and you press it, you trample over your feet.
流出的葡萄汁好像血一样。直到这个马的龙头这么高。
And when the wine flows out, it's like the blood up to the neck of the horse.
所以这个图画是给是对那个不信的人的审判。
And this picture is the picture of judgment towards the unbelievers.
在启示录的第一章，当约翰在异象当中看到那个人子的时候，他的脚是什么？
And when in Revelation chapter 1, and John saw the vision of the man, what is his feet like?
他的脚好像是光明的铜。
His feet is like burnishing bronze.
那是代表审判。
And it represents judgment.
所以将万有伏在他的脚下，所以这里这个万有的话，可能主要指的是那不信的。
And when he put all things under his feet, this all things primarily points to those who are unbelieving.
要接受上帝的审判，要接受主耶稣基督的审判。
They are to receive the judgment of Christ the Lord.
他是万王之王。
He is the King of Kings.
然后第二句使他成为教会做万有之首。
And then the next phrase gave him his head over all things to the church.
这句话的更精确的翻译应该是使他做教会里面的万有之首。
And to be more accurate, it says to give him as head over all things to the church.
所以这个教会是在教会里面。
It's in the church.
所以这个万有是在教会里面的万有。
It is over all things which is in the church.
所以这句话的意思其实就是说，耶稣基督在教会上凡事上的居首位，他是头。
And this means that Jesus Christ is the head of every, especially in the church.
所以这是指的是信主的。
It's towards those believers.
他是万主之主，是我们生命的主。
He is the Lord of lords and is the Lord of our lives.
所以前面一个他是万王之王。
So,
so
the first phrase, the King of Kings, second is the Lord of Lords.
前面一个是对不信的审判，第二个是他是教会之首，是与教会有密切的关系。
So the first is a judgment to all the unbelievers. Second, he's the head of the church. He has intimate relationship with them.
他是教会的头，教会是他的身体。
And the church is his body.
所以在二十三节就紧接着讲，教会是他的身体，这教会就是他的身体。
Verse 23, therefore, it says, which is his body.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
The fullness of him who fills all.
充满万有者所充满的，做这个身体的同位语。
So the fullness of him who fills all is the head of the body.
其实这个充满的话，应该翻译成完全。
And this fullness is actually the completion.
或者是成全。
Or the fulfillment.
就是那充满万有者的完全。
And this is the fulfillment of him who fills all in all.
因为这个字的话，原文的直接的意思是充满。
Because the direct meaning of this original language is fullness.
但是它可以引申为完全、成全、实现。
But it can also be used as a fulfillment or completion.
比如在罗马书的十三章十节讲到什么，爱就完全了，是吧？律法。
In Romans 13, it says, "A love fulfills the command, the law."
爱就完全了律法，所以就是这个词。
Love fulfills the law, and it's using the same verb.
所以你不会翻译成爱就充满了律法，对吧？
You won't say that love fills the law.
所以这里也是一样的，其实是那个充满万有者的完全。
It's the fulfillment of him who fills all in all.
这是什么意思？
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean then?
那充满万有者指的是谁？
Who is this the one who fills all in all?
上帝。
Is it God?
圣灵。
The Holy Spirit?
还是指的是主耶稣基督？
Or is it Lord Jesus Christ?
我在这里觉得他应该指的是主耶稣基督，三位一体上帝的第二位。
And here I think it's the second person of the Trinity, our Lord Jesus Christ.
约翰福音的第一章说道与太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God."
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他所造的。
And all things were created by the Word. Nothing that has been created has not been created by the Word.
道是充满万有的。
So the Word fills all things.
那么这个充满万有者就是指这个道，就是指三位一体上帝的第二位圣子。
So the one who fills all in all is the second person of the Trinity, God the Son.
所以从耶稣基督的神性上来讲，他是充满万有者。
So from the divinity of Christ, he's the one who fills all in all.
但从耶稣基督的神性上来这样讲，他是完全的，他不需要再完全。
And from his divinity, he doesn't have to be perfected because he is perfect.
但是从他的人性上来说，他需要再完全。
But in his humanity, he has to be fulfilled and be completed, perfected.
因为在上帝的心目中，那是一个大写的人子。
Because that is the day of great joy in the heart of.
这个大写的人子，耶稣基督是头，教会是他的身体。
And here, Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
所以保罗在哥罗西书的一章二十四节，我所这样说，我所受的苦是补足基督为教会所受的苦的缺欠。
And so Paul in Colossians he says in chapter 1 that I'm actually filling up the sufferings of Christ.
是补足，基督的身体教会所受患难的缺欠。
And I'm filling up the lack of the suffering of the body of Christ in the church.
这里讲的是就是说基督人性的那个完全。
And here is talking about the perfection of Christ's human nature.
当所有的信徒与主耶稣基督一起联合在一起的时候，基督的人性就完全。
So when all the bodies of Christ comes into Christ, his humanity will be perfected.
所以这是那充满万有者的完全。
This is the perfection of him who fills all in all.
我们看到上帝的心意，看到上帝的计划。
So you see the plan and the intention of God.
所以这是上帝的大能。
This is the power of God.
所以保罗希望他们能够看到上帝的大能。
And Paul hoped that they will be able to see the immeasurable power of Christ.
所以总结来说，保罗是因为上帝的拣选和这些弟兄姐妹他们的信心和爱心，所以保罗从心里面感谢上帝，然后为他们不住的祷告。
So to conclude, Paul, because of God's predestination and also because you've seen the faith and love of the Ephesians, so from his heart he give thanks to God and pray for them.
所以保罗为他们祷告，求上帝赐给他们智慧和启示的灵，开他们的心眼，使他们可以看见。
And Paul prays that God may give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that their hearts, the eyes of the hearts may be enlightened.
使他们可以看见上帝恩召的盼望。
So that they may see the hope to which they have been called.
使他们可以看见将来所得产业的荣耀。
That they may see the glorious inheritance of the saints.
使他们也可以看见上帝在我们这些所信的人身上的大能。
And that they may see the immeasurable power on towards the believers.
保罗盼望所有的基督徒可以看到这些。
Paul hopes that all the Christians will be able to perceive this.
当我们看到这些的时候，我们就可以面对在这个世上的难处，面对在这世上的逼迫。
Because when we see these things, we will be able to face with the difficulty and persecutions of this world.
我们可以因为这个美好的盼望，我们就不再贪恋这个世界，可以撇下这个世界。
And because of this glorious hope that we have, we do not have to covet this world and greed over it.
我们被将来的那个荣耀所吸引，我们就轻看这个世界的荣华富贵。
And we're attracted by the glory of the future, and we count all these things in this earth as loss.
保罗也盼望我们可以看到上帝的大能。 这个大能是我们得救的保证。
And Paul also hopes that we can see the power of God, that we can be saved through this power.
这是上帝的工作。
And this is the work of God.
上帝的大能可以胜过一切的难处。
The might,
胜过罪恶。
The might of God can surpass all difficulties and sins.
使我们可以过一个成圣的生活。
So that we can live a sanctified life.
所以这是保罗希望以弗所的基督徒看见的，也是希望我们今天所有的信徒，所有的基督徒能够看见的。
This is what Paul hopes for all the believers, including us today, to see and perceive.
所以当你看到这个盼望，当你被这个荣耀所吸引的时候，当你知道上帝的能力的时候，
when you see this,
你就可以放弃这个世界。
When you see this hope, when you see the power, and you see this glory, glorious inheritance, then you can deny this world.
你可以为上帝而活。
And you can live for God.
你可以把自己交在那个祭坛上。
And you can commit yourselves onto the altar.
愿上帝得荣耀。
And may God be glorified. Let's pray.
Oh
Lord, Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you. You are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords.
And we see
that when your words are explained, it carries with it power.
And may
you bless your word and carve it upon our hearts. So that even when we leave, when the words of men have stopped, but your word continue to work in us.
主啊，你圣灵借着你的话语来翻转。
May your Holy Spirit reverses our path in our hearts.
来翻转我们，来翻转这个世界。
And reverse us and also the world.
愿你得到荣耀。
May you be glorified.
我们这样的祷告祈求，是奉靠我主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.